like it sounds.
Well, you know, Ted's been doing some great work for a long, long time. He's the author of some 38 books. He's a retired career U.S. Air Force officer. No one can question his patriotism. He taught at the University of Texas. He's a very multifaceted individual, a very interesting guy to talk to, and certainly a very interesting person to have aboard with us tonight. He is the author of the new book, Mysterious Monuments, an encyclopedia of secret Illuminati designs, Masonic architecture, and occult places. And folks, I'm telling you, this is a fascinating book. It's 618 pages. It's chock full of just so much illustrations, data, etc., etc. Now, before we bring up Tex, because we're going to, I think I'll wait till right after the first break to do that. What I want to say to you here is this, folks. You know, we are accustomed to logos. We are accustomed to advertising, you know. Every time you turn around, every company has an identical symbol. Coca-Cola has its logo. You know, we look on virtually all products. We look in our coins, and there's all sorts of symbolism that we come to recognize. The Academy Award, the Oscar, is a symbol of the motion picture industry. Even when you see that a motion picture has won an Academy Award, they always put copyright after it because it's just something so important, something so symbolic, something so central to it. Symbolism is very, very important in our society. Filmmakers go to great lengths to insert messages into films, and when they frame a particular scene, they may have something in that scene. There'll be something unspoken, and yet you will understand immediately what they are trying to convey because of the way that frame, that vision has been framed. Well, there is so much symbolism in our society that is so obvious and so daily accepted, but what most people are not aware of, and which this new remarkable book, really wonderful book, Mysterious Monuments by Tex Mars, makes very clear, is that there is, in fact, much more of this symbolism in our society, reflected in architecture, in various monuments, buildings, statues that are all over the place, right in front of us. These are mysterious things, folks, that we don't know they're mysterious. But in his book, Mysterious Monuments, Tex makes it very, very clear that there is a secret agenda at work here, that this symbolism in these statues, in this architecture, it is part of a plan, and it is part of a plan by very powerful people behind the scenes. And that's what we're going to talk about here tonight after the break. When we come back, we will be joined by Tex Mars. You are going to want to listen carefully to this interesting program here tonight, folks. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1915, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees or the limit fees and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit s.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here with our very special guest, Tex Mars. I've already talked to you a little bit about Tex, and I've talked to you about this fascinating new book. And with that, I will say hello, Tex, and welcome aboard this evening.
Hey, it is so good to be with you.
Yeah, Tex, I'll tell you, when I got this copy of the book in the mail from you, which I appreciate so much, first thing I did was come on the show and tell people we got to get Tex on the show and talk about it. This is quite an amazing book, and you know what really threw me, Tex, is that on the cover of the book, out of all the statues, out of all the architectural designs in the world, the one that you put on the cover of this book is one that is probably no more than about 500 feet from me, even as I sit here.
Is that right?
Yes. In fact, it's a statue. I always said that I always told my friends when I became dictator of the United States, I was going to have that statue taken out of the pond there in front of the Library of Congress and put on the lawn of my country home when I had one.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a very interesting statue. And, you know, not only do they have the great beast rising symbolically up out of the sea, which really is a picture of Revelation 13, verse 1, but, you know, talking about having that at your estate or your palatial mansion and once you become dictator, well, Lord Jacob Rothschild over in Buckinghamshire, England, he's got a tremendous fountain somewhat like that. And it has, and this is in my book, Mysterious Monuments, as well. picture of it, has a number of people getting savaged by vicious sea serpents.
Okay, well, you know, see, this is the thing, you know, Tex, this, in the book, you talk about, you say that there's an architectural colossus all over the planet. And in talking about this architectural colossus, you explain all of this symbolism, some of it quite obvious, some of it more hidden, but the grand theme, I think we maybe call it, of your book is the fact that all of this is not by accident. It is interconnected. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about that before we go to the first break.
Well, the interconnection, now there is where you have hit on to the whole purpose of this book. Because when we go back to the ancient mystery religions, and this really is what this architecture points to, represents, symbolizes, we bring it all the way up into the 21st century where an incredible amount of this architecture, statues, monuments, continues to be built. Now, we know from the architecture that I explain in this book and show the meaning of it, much of it comes from ancient Egypt, Babylon, Greece, Rome. But now here's the interesting thing for you and a man like you that's done so much spade work in this area of exposing Zionism would understand. Because in fact, Zionism weaves all of these ancient mystery religions together. You and I know that the Babylonian Talmud is the very basis of the Jewish religion, so-called Judaism, which is, of course, nothing to do with the Old Testament. You know also that their great star on the flag of Israel today was exposed by the Apostle Paul, who said that when they came out of Egypt, instead of believing in the one true God, the apostate Jews, or Israelites, we could call them at that time, that they instead worshipped the star of their god Rimfan, or Kiun. So there we have the star god, the pentagram,
exactly,
and so forth. But finally, we just connect with Albert Pike, who said that the profound teachings of the Kabbalah are the basis of Freemasonry. So
that essentially then, I mean, right there we find connection. We find the absolute connection between
Freemasonry.
Yeah, you know,
page 142 of my book, I don't know if you have my book available.
I do indeed. Mm-hmm.
At the very top, look at the Masonic square and compass. Everybody knows that symbol. It's on the outside, the exterior of almost every Masonic temple and lodge in America and the world, and there are thousands. And it's nothing more than the Jewish Star of David modified.
Yes, exactly. That's one thing that's very, very clear to anyone who is involved in graphic design, graphic arts. If you look at any history of symbolism of any kind, the symbol itself, the basic symbol, can be modified in such a way, but that it still remains recognizable, at least unconsciously, to the observer.
But you know, many of the lodges actually don't even take the bother of disguising this, because you know I've been from Florida to Washington D.C. and up in Seattle, and I've seen the actual Jewish Stars of David on Masonic temples.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, you know, that's funny you mentioned that, text, because I recall one time traveling somewhere with a friend of mine, and we passed by a building, and he said to me, oh, look, there's a synagogue.
Mm.
And I said, wait a minute. I said, no, it's not. And then I pointed out to him that what it was a Masonic lodge, and the way the Masonic symbol appeared in the particular location,
mm-hmm,
the design of it was such that you could see it as a Star of David, and that's what my friend had seen.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it was a Masonic lodge. And see, this is again, you know, there's some of this symbolism. It's almost in your face at times, and it surrounds us, particularly here in Washington D.C. And it is not, as you point out very clearly, all of this is not an accident. This is not just something that has come about because people like certain images. These all go back, thousands of years. to secret ceremonies, so to speak, and secret teachings that are kept away from Joe Sixpack and his family. They expose, you know, the politicians are there in front of us, you know, and we see the politicians running for office, but we don't know that we aren't told that they represent behind the scenes interests that go back much deeper. And, you know, it all comes back to this battle, which I said it took me a long time to figure it out, but this battle we're fighting here on Earth today is really a battle between good and evil, and a much of the evil manifests itself in this symbolism and in these monuments that you have so comprehensively surrounded, or I should say, that you so comprehensively assembled in the pages of this book.
I believe if we understood the symbols of even the city of Washington, D.C., as you just spoke of, I believe we would understand the plot and the destiny of America as conceived by these very sinister Illuminati elite, among whom chiefly are the Zionists. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the men who, with his bag of money from the Rothschilds, came over to the United States in 1774 and began to bribe some of America's founding fathers, not all of them, but some, was a man named Haim Salomon. And I've done a lot of work on Haim Salomon to discover just what he did to fund the American Revolution. One of the things that I found about Haim Salomon is that he is really honored today by Jews, but sort of secretly. I went to the place where the Liberty Bell is, Michael, in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I wanted to visit the Jewish Museum of American History, of all things. And it's right across the street. They've got prime real estate somebody gave them in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And as I walked toward this museum, I noticed that in front of it was the statue of a great goddess. And it said that statue, if I can recall, was the donation of the Jewish ADL to the museum. Yeah. And right on the very front of the statue, they had a big bronze plaque, and it says, this museum is dedicated to the memory of Haim Salomon. I mean, they say right out, you know, Haim is their hero. Who was he? I believe he's the man that gave us the Great Seal and the six-pointed star with 13 stars composed in it over the Great Eagle. And I believe also he was responsible for the reverse of the seal.
Well, you know, that's interesting you bring that up because I'm glad you did because, you know, there is a perfect example for anyone. You know, there's a lot of people who doubt what we're talking about. Even I'm sure probably a few of our listeners probably don't understand, or recognize, or even dismiss the nature of this symbolism and the very real impact it has had on our world. And what more evidence do they need than this symbolism that we actually find on the back of our dollar bills?
It's a sign of Egypt. You know, rather than America, we don't have anything native like that. I mean, the Great Pyramid and the all-seeing eye of the sun god over it, with the words Novus Ordo Seclorum in Latin, meaning New World Order. That's really astonishing, isn't it?
I mean, people should ask the question, well, why is it there? And I guess, I'll tell you what, Tex, we are going to a break, and I guess that's probably the big question we want to ponder when we come back here from our next break in a moment or so. Why is all of this symbolism on our dollar bills and in our architecture and in designs, the actual designs of cities themselves? Stay tuned, folks, and Tex Mars will answer that question.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may... Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer with our special guest, Tex Mars. You know, I hate to use the analogy, but I think it is accurate here. Just as a dog will mark its territory, just as a lot of animals mark their territory, this is what we have amongst the secretive New World Order elite going with their secret and sometimes not so secret symbolism and architecture and sculptures and other unusual designs that we find on public display all over the face of the planet. Well, the question we want to ask Tex Mars is just, why is it there? What's going on? What's the explanation for why they're doing this?
Well, you know, Michael, it's interesting you use that analogy, but they do mark their territory. And they're saying, we control the entire world. So this is an architectural colossus, and there is a thread, an occult Masonic Zionist thread that runs through all of this architecture. And it brings up the purpose of it all. Now, the purpose is really to overthrow the existing system and establish a new order of the ages, a new world order. It's being popularly called. You know that the Jews have long talked about their goal in all of their literature, and all of the rabbis teach their goal is a new world, an empire that will be run by Jews. And they even talk about the need to mend, repair, and rebuild the world. It's called Tikkun Olam. They actually have a term for it. In fact, there's a magazine put out by Rabbi Michael Lerner, and the name of the magazine is Tikkun Olam.
Exactly.
And Lerner, as you know, was Hillary Rodham Clinton's a sort of in-house rabbi.
That's right. And, you know, I think you pointed out quite correctly, it's no coincidence that the Masons, and everybody knows this, I mean, are those who are even vaguely familiar with the Masons, everybody knows that the Masons, I mean, what is a Mason? A Mason is someone who builds things, and that's what the Masons call themselves, builders. What is it they're building? Well, this is it. It's a new world order.
It is, and the god they worship, they euphemistically call him the Great Architect.
Okay, there we go again. That same kind of symbolic analogy we find in their writings and their teachings. And as this book demonstrates quite clearly, this theme is consistent in all of this architecture and everything else that you talk about in the book.
That's right, because, you know, the Great Architect was conceived as the Serpent King, the Great Serpent, who had the wisdom of the serpent and the dragon. And if you, Zeus was known as the great dragon or serpent, Zeus, the Greek god of the skies, the father of the gods. Now, if we want to see the connection, if you visit Los Angeles, there's a building, the Wiltshire Tower, and in stone they have carved a great image of Zeus. Now, at the same time, at the Rockefeller Center in New York City, there again is a great image carved on the exterior of the building of this Zeus, this great god of the sky, and he is bending over the globe of the earth, and along with an inscription, he has in his hand, he is measuring the world or the globe with a Masonic compass. So he is the great architect, of course. So here again, over and over. Now, who is this Zeus? It's quite interesting that the major city in Greece that worshipped him was a city named Pergamos. Pergamos. And the book of Revelation in the Bible, that city is identified as the very seat of Satan. The place or seat where Satan dwells. Now boy, isn't that prophetically interesting?
I mean, we're basically talking here stylized symbolism that actually represents Satanism is really what we're talking about here.
Sure, because, you know, here again, all of the prophetic teachings of the Bible, Satan and his legions of human disciples, their fate is to actually replicate that destiny. They cannot escape their destiny. That's why I think they're sort of pitiful characters, except they're doing such damage, horror, and bloodshed to the whole world before their final huge defeat. But they are building this architectural colossus. Now, you mentioned Washington, D.C. and the cover of my book, Michael. What do we see here? This is the Library of Congress, this gigantic, magnificent building in Washington, D.C. You know, it contains copies of all of the books ever published in America, videos, all kinds of papers of our government, the Library of Congress. What is that in front of it? This place I call the repository of the collective wisdom of the American people. It's a great fountain, the fountain representing the sea of chaos, and come of the underworld is a great demon god. He's blur, has no clothes on, has horns, and on each side of him, his arrival is announced by two heralds, conch shells. You know, They're blaring out the trumpet saying he has arrived, and in front of him, preceding him, is a great, vicious, spitting sea serpent.
Exactly. This is this is in front of the Library of Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe it, look at the cover of Tex Mar's book, and I can tell you it's there. Well,
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Tex Mars. We've got some callers lined up, and we'll go to you in a moment because I know you want to talk to Tex. But, you know, Tex, your book, people really have to check it out for themselves. And most of our listeners are on our internet accessible. But if there are those out there who, for one reason or another, may not be, I'm going to give your address, your snail mail address, where people can write in just a moment before we go to the calls. So I would urge people to get their pen and paper handy to write that down. This, and also give your toll-free number. The book, incidentally, is, how much is it, Tex? I don't see a price directly listed here.
$35.
$35, okay.
And we just add $4 for shipping and handling. And the 35 is probably a little bit more than other books, but this is probably three or four times the size of
this is an enormous 8.5 by 11 or bigger book. You know, just, it's a massive volume. I suppose the one thing that strikes me, there's so much remarkable information in here, but I want to point this particular item out here because I think it kind of represents just how ubiquitous all of this symbolism is. Now, the state of West Virginia, people think of it as, you know, the mountains of West Virginia. You know, it's a very ethnically homogenous state. It's a very poor state. Although note that Jay Rockefeller is the United States Senator from West Virginia, and the senior senator from there is Robert Byrd, a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Mason. Well, back in 2005, President Bush signed the North American Union Pact with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. But 10 years before that, is a picture taken in Princeton, West Virginia, Bluefield, West Virginia, and it is the West Virginia Tourist Information Center. And what are seen in this picture are three pyramids. And this, again, this picture was taken in 1995. And not only are these three pyramids there, but there are three flags. They are the flag of the United States, flag of Canada, and the flag of Mexico. As you put it in the book quite correctly, what are the flags of Mexico and Canada doing hoisted in a U.S. government, state government facility? Is this an insult and a slap in the face to American sovereignty? Well, you asked the question. I think the question answers itself. So this book is full of this fascinating information, folks, and I urge you to get it. Now, you can write Tex Mars by nail mail at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson, just like it sounds, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And the toll-free number is 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. And an email address for Tex Mars and his wonderful staff is customer service, and the number 1, at powerofprophecy.com. Now, Tex, if you don't mind, I'd just like to go right to the calls here, let a few people ask you some questions. We can talk more about the book in the context of this.
Michael, be glad to.
All right.
I might say that...
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyone who calls us or writes us, if they'll just simply say, hey, give me your free newsletter, and we'll be glad to send them a free sample copy of that. They don't have to buy a thing, and we'll send them the edition that talks about mysterious monuments with a bunch of pictures and such. I think they'll enjoy that.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if they can't afford the book.
Yeah, Tex, I would also urge them, if it's within your budget to do it, I would urge you to send them your remarkable catalog of all the tapes and books that you do have available. That catalog is interesting reading alone.
Well, thank you very much. And if they would like to have that, simply say, and I'd like a free copy of your catalog. I think it's almost 200 pages, but we'd be glad to send it to them. No problem, no charge at all.
Absolutely. Please, folks, get it. Now, let's go to our first caller from Indiana, Cage. Cage, come on up.
Mike, hey, Tex, how's it going? Hello?
Here we go. Yeah, go ahead, Cage.
Okay. Two things, Mike, real quick. I know you have other callers. Unfortunately, when I was a kind of a youngster, I kind of fell into the occult crowd, if you will. I studied a lot about numerology and the tarot and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, I think some of the symbolism that Tex is talking about is, I think it's kind of blurry, to be honest with you, because, you know, these 13 this and 13 that, I mean, you know, we were born on July 4th. I mean, you know, that's a 4 number. I mean, that's our number as a country. It's 4. But, I really didn't want to get into that so much as the fact that I had a grandpa. He was a second grandpa. He wasn't by blood or anything like that. But, you know, my grandma was widowed, and she married a Shriner. And when he died, she received the effects and so forth. And, you know, I have possession now. It's a 1954 white leather bound Bible, real small one. Had an inverted pentagram, a goat's head on the cover. Okay, and it had a little bit of an introductory. But the fact of the matter is, Tex, it was the King James version verbatim. And my point is that I think maybe all this kind of works together, and it's not so much good as evil as it is gray.
Well, that's an interesting... What do you have to say about that, Tex? That's an interesting comment or an interesting question.
Well, there is black, there is white, and there are a lot of people who like to have grays of everything. But the fact is, there's good and there's evil. I've heard witches say, well, her magic is good. No, that's not true. I remember being at a talk show up in Seattle where I debated a bunch of witches and Satanists and others right there on King TV. And one of the witches was telling me how good her witchcraft group was. And I asked her, she says the devil is a Christian invention. We don't even believe in the devil. And I said, but you worship, I know you worship, a god who is the horned god of the forest. He's the goat god, the horned god of the forest. She was shocked to hear me say that, and she admitted it, and she quickly said, but that's not the devil. Well, you know, you worship the horned god, goat god of the forest, and you say it's not the devil. You say it's just Dwight. That's absolute, I'm sorry, Cage, that's absolute nonsense. As far as the King James Bible, hey, you can take any Bible and you can pervert it. For example, Albert Pike, well, actually, let's take another one, even just as famous as he is, John Yorker, in my book, Mysterious Monuments. I show where Mr. Yorker says that the worship of all these ancient gods is just wonderful, because even at the King Solomon's temple, in a subterranean chamber, they worship these ancient mystery religion gods. So can there be anything wrong with it? Well, yes, because to Ezekiel 8 in your Bible, and it shows very clearly where Ezekiel himself was told by God, dig a hole and look in and see the abominations that they're doing inside the temple. The learned elders of Israel, look what they're doing to bring my fury up and to make me angry at their abominations. So
don't,
God
brother,
does
don't
hold these things.
I agree.
Hold just a minute, Cage. I don't think it's a good idea to tempt God by placing a goat head, a symbol of the devil, on his holy Bible.
Well, a lot of people consider that a fertility. So I don't want to get into that. My point is really simple. I agree with you on the magic point. Anybody that uses white magic or black magic, they're still using their own will to determine the outcome. To determine the natural course of events, and that's totally wrong. And I look, my point is really simple, and I think we're blurring the lines, man. That's all. Hey, Mike can attest to the fact that I'm very hip to the situation when it comes to that. There is definitely an alien grip in this country, and we know who they are, we know what they are, and we know that once they're exposed, that our social and economic woes can, to some degree, be, they can be kind of solved pretty much with some simple debate. I mean,
Cage, let me make a comment here.
Okay.
You know, I find it very, very interesting, you know, that here's the Holy Bible, and yet, you know, there's all sorts of images that could be put on the cover of the Holy Bible. As I understand it, the old image of a is a symbol of Christianity, or said to be a symbol of Christianity. Certainly, a cross is a symbol of Christianity. You could even have an artistic representation of Jesus Christ that would be immediately identifiable to the average person. They would see that picture of Christ on the cover of that Bible. Yet here the Masons are putting an image which is just the complete opposite of the Bible, and that to me sounds like an in-your-face admission by the Masons that
I agree, but it was the literal thing.
That's why I think this is particularly,
but it was the literal
and interesting.
I mean, I bought it up for a reason. I didn't have to mention it had the inverted pentagram on there. The fact of the matter is, though, it is the quite literal translation of the King James Bible. That's all the book contains. And we know what the King James Version of the Bible is all about. They discuss our enemies. They identify our enemies, and they put them on the spot. And they call that to anyone's attention. I don't care if you're reading a cover that has a inverted pentagram on it. If it's got the King James Version inside, what the heck?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. There's another very, very disturbing picture in textbook that is an image which I have seen before, and I've always found it very threatening and very frightening. It's in a chapel. It's a devil statue that greets visitors to this chapel in France, and there's a sign over the door that the English translation reads, "This place is terrible." So, you know, it seems to me that as I say, to repeat myself, it seems to me that much of this imagery is almost like saying, well, we don't really take this seriously. if that's a very, very simple way of putting it. But Cage, how could you, or not Cage, Tex, could that?
Well, you know, you're right. Can you really feel good about going in and worshiping God in a church where they have a statue of a horned devil in the lobby? and the words over the door say, this place is terrible. Just like going into the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., where they have gargoyles and devils and horned demons, figuratively, maybe in a way, staring down at you. Are you really going to feel good about going in there and worshiping God when you walk into a building that's decorated with devils and demons? I don't see that at all. I believe God expects us to, of course, we're all flawed as human beings, but as much as can, we need to give, respect and honor to God and to His Bible. And this is where, you're right, the Masons, the secret society members and so forth, they make a mockery of God in doing all of these things. It is really a sacrilegious thing. And really, it sort of breaks my heart that human beings would do that.
Well, Cage, I appreciate your call. I think that was an interesting addition to the discussion here.
Tex, you might want to look into Norse mythology and some of their symbolism. I mean, you want to talk about dragons and beasts and goblins. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I don't know. But, hey, I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Hey, Cage, I'll tell you what. Get a copy of the book. I think you'll find it very interesting. The imagery, I think, says it all. But I appreciate your call, Cage. All right, let's go to Richard in California. Richard, we have a break coming up here, and we'll hold you over if necessary. Richard, come on up.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm honored. So if all this architecture, if you look back through the ages, if this architecture, if it's the influence of Satan, like, what can we do? Like, how do we live our lives with this going on around us?
That's a scary question. Tex, could you comment on that? That's a scary question.
Because, like, for me, I try to isolate myself. Like, at my house, I have fruit trees and vegetables I grow. And, you know, I try to, you know, I just, it's like, how are you supposed to live? I mean, obviously they're taking over. I mean, what do you do?
Tex, go ahead.
Sure. Well, first of all, I am a Christian, so I'm not going to, beat around the bush on that.
So am I.
Okay. Well, let's look at this. The Bible says, and again, I'm not trying to preach a sermon, but it says we're in the world, but not of the world. And there is an evil force in this world, but we're not part of it. Now, here's the wonderful good news to me. I've always liked the book of Job, because the devil had to go to up to heaven to report to God on a particular appointed day. That sort of shows right there who's in charge. And God decided to torment him a little bit and taunt him, and he said, have you considered my servant Job? You can't get a hold of him, can you? You can't make him fearful and turn him around to worship you. And the devil said, well, no, but that's because you put a hedge of protection around him. So you see, God puts a hedge of protection around his people. And I feel, I wake up every morning refreshed. I look in the mirror, smile. I don't worry about these things because these things are prophesied to occur. But it's interesting to me how the devil seems almost obsessed. And he is, and I want to repeat this now, I want to reinforce it, I mean, he is required to live out his pitiful destiny. That's why all this architecture, that's why all of this is occurring. But the last chapter of my book is only 8 pages. You know, the book is 625 pages. I think it's about pages. Get the book and read that, and I'll tell you, you'll feel good about your future and the future of those who serve God.
I've tried to get the book, like, but my Borders doesn't have it, so I actually had a bank send me a credit card so I can order it online.
Well, bless your heart.
Sent to my app.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. I'm stoked to see it. I caught something on your website and things, but, like, for me, the way I kind of combat it is my house, like, I'm really agricultural-based, and I live in, like, kind of an urban area. I'm more like an urban agriculture guy.
Hey, Richard, we are going to our last. Why don't you hold that thought until we come back? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be wrapping up this hour, and I'll tell you what, I think we've covered a lot of important ground here, so stay tuned for our wrap-up here with TechSmart.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two more heart attacks, and I had a maybe.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Or prophecy.com. Okay, we have Richard from California. Richard, you were going to make a point there before we went to the break.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to say, the way, like, I kind of combat it, because in my town, like, the nicest buildings in town actually have Masonic symbols on, and even, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger comes and stays in my town and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting how, like, around those buildings, there's, like, a lot of prostitution and drugs, but that's another story. But the way I kind of combat the whole, like, New World Order thing that's going on is I grow food in my backyard, and then in my front yard I've ripped out my lawn and I've turned it into, like, a layered country garden style thing, and I give vegetables and cut flowers to like neighbors on walks and things like that, and grow catnip because people like, you know, that for their cats. It's a great way to kind of, I don't know, to like barefoot agriculture, I think, is like our best weapon against them.
Well, that's all gifts from God.
Exactly. And just for like, if you have agricultural skills, like you really, like they can't, like those buildings don't feed them. Like we as like God's people can walk on the planet and grow our own food barefoot, but like they need their buildings and mechanized vehicles. And so there's a dividing line, but.
Richard, I'm glad you called. That's a very upbeat way to wrap up this program. That's a very spiritual message in this time when we do have all these manifestations of evil. Tex, what do you think about that?
Hey, I like that. You know, maybe Richard ought to write a book just called Barefoot Agriculture. I mean, I tell you.
Yeah, God bless the barefoot farmer.
There it is. And I'm just suspecting that Richard has a lot of peace in doing that, too.
It's true. I get, that's interesting. That's what I said. I'm so glad. Richard, I don't even know if you've ever called this program before.
I haven't ever. This is my first time calling.
Well, I'm glad you did because, you know, that really wraps it all up and it points out exactly what Tex is saying here, that despite all these manifestations of evil and the things that these people are doing on the planet today, there are ways to combat them, even simple ways. Just like you've described here. So, Richard, thank you very much for your call. I hope you'll call
Concrete
again.
Doesn't make food. Thank you.
That's right. All right, Tex, we are closing up the hour here. I appreciate you coming aboard, as always. We'll do it again real soon. And, folks, definitely check out this book. And if not this book, Tex has so many, many other important materials available. And you do want to listen to them. At his broadcast, it's on WWCR at 5.070 Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. So, Tex, thanks again for coming aboard. I think people may have learned a few things that they never, ever thought about before.
Well, thank you, Michael, for having me on. I might mention that among those great products you mentioned are some books by a gentleman named Michael Collins Piper.
Yes, indeed they are. None of them quite rival this remarkable book I have in my hand.
You're kind. You're overly generous. I appreciate that, but books are classics, and so I just want to give credit where it is due.
All right, Tex. Listen, thanks for everything. Thanks again. Give our regards to Wanda and your great staff down there at Power of Prophecy.
Thank you, Michael, and God bless you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Folks, that was a great program. We'll see you here tomorrow night. Stay tuned now for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org.
Gold has been.
Men, are you?